Today's Hope by Dr. Tina Alacqua, president of Doral Cove Ministries, is brought to you by the West Tennessee Hearing and Speech Center, Ridgecrest Road, Jackson.
Rebecca's heart's desire was to stay at home with her children. Her husband and she did not know how they could make ends meet if she quit her job. After reviewing needs and wants, developing a budget, and spending much time on their knees in prayer, the Lord asked them to walk by faith, not by sight. Jesus tells us that the greatest commandment is to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. We cannot serve two masters, God and money. For the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. These passages certainly do not mean that all women should become stay-at-home moms. However, they do encourage us to ensure that our family's financial decisions are founded on God's principles. Our culture calls us to satisfy our materialistic desires with more and more things, often creating a tension that blurs the distinction between luxuries and needs. God calls us to be freed from materialism, to be satisfied with what we have, and to remember that He is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider.